Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to talk basketball. Let's talk NBA, NCAA tournament basketball. And this is G Money Sports Report.
What's up, G-Money?
All righty. What's up, DJ? How you doing today? How's that cold treating you?
Doing a lot better. My voice is coming back.
All right. Sounds good. That's good. I got a message from your brother. He said you need to drink a whole lot of water and not drink tea. You need to drink water.
Okay.
Straight water. And then you can start drinking tea and other water substitutes. He said you need to concentrate on drinking gallons of water. Okay. Well, that's my message from your little brother. Anyway, so let's talk NBA basketball. Let's talk, what's today? Today's Thursday. So let's talk Tuesday and Wednesday's games. So Tuesday, let's go over Tuesday's games first.
Okay, so Tuesday was, March 28th, and there were 6 games on Tuesday. Game number one, the Washington Wizards beat the Boston Celtics 130-111. You bet on the Celtics, but it was Wizards to win.
Ooh, upset. Big time upset. Washington Wizards beat the Boston Celtics? Oh, my God. What was the score of that game?
It was 130-111.
Wow, they beat them good. They beat them real good. All right. Well, that was a loss for G Money. So let's go to game number two.
All right, game number two, the Atlanta Hawks beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 120-118. So that was a close game. You bet on the Cavaliers, but it was Hawks for the win.
Wow, that's two upsets. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so that's two losses for G-Bun. Let's go to game number three.
Game number three, the Toronto Raptors beat the Miami Heat 106-92. You bet on Raptors, and it was Raptors for the win.
All right, that's a win for G Money. So that's one win and two losses. Let's go to game number four.
Game number four, the Memphis Grizzlies beat the Orlando Magic 113-108. You bet on Grizzlies, and it was Grizzlies for the win.
All right. That's another win for G Bunny. So that's two wins and two losses. Let's go to game number five.
Game number five, the Charlotte Hornets beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 137-134. You bet on Hornets, and it was Hornets for the win.
All right, that's a win for G Money. That's three wins and two losses. Let's go to game number six.
Game number six, the Golden State Warriors beat the New Orleans Pelicans 120-109. You bet on the Warriors, and it was Warriors for the win.
All right. But that's a win for G Money. So that's four wins and two losses. And that's it for win for Tuesday's games. That's six games, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so I'm 4-2 on Tuesday. So let's go to Wednesday. Game number one. How many games do we have on Wednesday? We have 10?
There are 10 games.
11 games. 10
games on, there are 10 games on Wednesday.
Okay.
Game number one, the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Indiana Pacers 149. That's a pretty high score, to 136. You bet on Bucks, and it was Bucks for the win.
Well, that's a win for G Money. So that's one win and no losses. Let's go to game number two.
Game number two, the Brooklyn Nets beat the Houston Rockets 123-114. You bet on Nets, and it was Nets for the win.
Yep, that's a win for G Money. So that's two wins and zero losses. Let's go to game number three.
Game number three, the Philadelphia 76ers beat the Dallas Mavericks 116-108. You bet on 76ers, and it was Sixers for the win.
Yeah, that's a win for G Money. That's three in a row and no losses. Let's go to game number four.
Game number four, the New York Knicks beat the Miami Heat 101-92. You bet on the Heat, but it was the Knicks for the win.
Ooh, I bet on the Heat, and I bet they played in New York. And that's why.
Yep.
I don't know why I didn't bet on the they played in New York. That's why I bet on New York to win. But the Heat
You bet on the Heat to win, and New York won.
Oh, and they were playing in New York? Oh, I should have given New York the opportunity to win at home. Okay, well, that's a loss with G-Bunny. So that's what, three wins and one loss? Let's go to game number five.
Game number five, the L.A. Clippers beat the Memphis Grizzlies 141-132. You bet on the Grizzlies, but it was the Clippers for the win.
What? The Clippers beat the Grizzlies? Oh, no.
Yep.
That's an upset. Okay. Well, that's a loss for G Money. So that's 3 wins and 2 losses. So let's go to game number 6.
Game number 6, the Utah Jazz beat the San Antonio Spurs 128 to 117. You bet on the Jazz, and it was Jazz for the win.
Okay, that's a win for G Money. So that's 4 wins and 3 losses. Let's go to game number 8.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's 4 wins and 2 losses. So this is game number 7. Game number 7, the L.A. Lakers beat the Chicago Bulls 121 to 110. You bet on the Lakers, and it was Lakers for the win.
All right, that's a win for G Money. So that's 5 wins and 2 losses. Let's go to game number 8.
Game number 8, the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Detroit Pistons 107 to 106. You bet on Thunder, and it was Thunder for the win.
All right. That's a win for G Money. So that's 6 wins and 2 losses. Let's go to game number 9.
Game number 9. The Sacramento Kings blew out the Portland Trailblazers 120 to 180. You bet on Kings, and it was Kings for
120. 120 to 180?
No, I'm sorry. 120 120 to 80.
Oh, well, that's still a blowout. 120 to 80. Okay. They beat him
60
by 40 points.
Points.
Oh,
40 points.
120
right.
to 80, 40 points. Yeah, okay. That's still an outstanding win for the Sacramento Kings. All right. Well, that's a win for G Money. So, wow, I lost how many wins I had. Is that 7 wins and 2 losses?
7 wins and 2 losses, right.
Yeah, okay. Let's go to game number 9. No.
That was
win
number 9.
Game number 10 coming up.
Game number 10, the Phoenix Suns beat the Minnesota Timberwolves 107 to 100. You bet on the Suns, and it was Suns for the win.
Wait a minute. That was the Suns playing the Minnesota Timberwolves, and the Suns
That's
won
correct.
The game?
Yep.
I'm surprised. Okay. Well, that's a win for G Money. I don't know what I thought, but I'm glad that I won that game. Okay. So what's that, 8 wins and 2 losses? Let's go to game number 11?
Only 10 games yesterday.
Oh, okay. So that's 8 and 2. So
yep.
That's 8 and 2 for Wednesday. And on Monday, I was 6 and 2. They had 8 games
on Monday.
On Tuesday. What was my record on Monday?
On Monday you were 6 and 2. Tuesday you were 4 and 2. And Wednesday you were 8 and 2.
Okay. So that's 10 and 4. And then 18 and 6. Not bad. Not bad for the first 3 games of the week. 18 and 6. All right. Well, today's Thursday's games, so let's go through Thursday's games and see if I can pick winners on Thursday's games. How many games are we playing tonight?
Only two games tonight.
Oh, that's all? Okay. Well,
yep.
I guess everybody's going to be playing this weekend. This must be a travel day for a lot of the NBA teams. So, okay. So game one today is who?
The first game is the Boston Celtics playing the Milwaukee Bucks in Milwaukee.
Okay. I'm going to take Milwaukee Bucks for the win.
Milwaukee Bucks for the win. Game number two, the New Orleans Pelicans are playing the Denver Nuggets in Denver.
I'm going to take the Denver Nuggets for the win.
All right. Nuggets for the win. That's it for tonight's games.
All right. Do we have any NCAA games?
The next.
They don't play
the final four. The NCAA men's final, D1 final four, is on Saturday. There's no games until Saturday.
Okay. Do they have any women's games planned today? Although I don't know anything about the women's games. I know UNLV is no longer in the competition, so I don't know who's going to win. UConn and Ukraine have been winning for the women, and Michigan's been winning for the women. I don't know who else is playing that I would know about. So, okay. Well, that's it for the G-Money Sports Report.
Do you want to hear about the women?
Yeah, sure. How many games are you talking about?
So there's only the final four play tomorrow. So there's four teams left, and which means there's two games tomorrow. And then they play they have their championship game on April 2nd.
On Monday. Oh, April 2nd.
Right.
That's Monday. Isn't that
okay.
Monday, April 2nd? Yeah. Okay.
If you say so.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just guessing. I don't even
April,
know what
April
day.
April 2nd is Sunday. April 2nd is Sunday.
Okay. So Monday is Saturday is April 1st. And the 31st is tomorrow. So today must be the 30th.
That is correct. So the women's final four plays tomorrow. I mean, the women's final four is tomorrow, and the men's final four is Saturday.
It's Saturday. Okay. Well, we'll talk about those games on
tomorrow.
Well, we'll talk about the men on Friday. And the women's final four is tomorrow. So we'll talk about them tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. So that's it for G Money Sports Report for today, March 29th, 2023. All right. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I got a joke for you. There was a man that was having dreams at night, and he was dreaming that monsters were crawling from under his bed and was attacking him at night, and he woke up in the morning. And he couldn't get up to go to work for 8 o'clock in the morning because he thought the monsters were going to crawl from under his bed and attack him. So he couldn't get up and go to work, and he ended up losing his job because he couldn't make it to work on time for 8 o'clock. And then he got another job, and he still had the same problem. He couldn't get up for 8 o'clock to go to work because he was believing that the monsters were going to attack him when he got out of bed. They were going to crawl from under his bed and attack him. So his wife told him that he needs to go get some kind of psychiatric help because she can't keep paying the bills because she doesn't make enough money on her job to pay the rent and to buy the groceries and pay the bills. So she needs his help. And he said, okay, he'll go to the doctor. And he went and met with this psychiatrist. And he told the psychiatrist that he was having dreams about monsters coming from under his bed and attacking him at night. And he believed that when he got up in the morning, when he stepped down from on his bed, that the monsters would attack him. So he wasn't able to get up and go to work because he thought the monsters would be attacking him from under his bed up until like 10 o'clock. So he was in bed every morning till at least 10 o'clock. And then he felt like he could get up out of bed at 10 o'clock, that it was safe for him to get up and move around after 10 o'clock. But by then, he had lost like 3 jobs. And his wife was saying that he needed to go and talk to somebody. And that's why he was talking to the psychiatrist. And the psychiatrist said, okay, well, that's an interesting situation. I'll have to research that information and see what Freud says about you dreaming and having monsters attack you. And I have to see what Braun says, and I'll have to see what Erickson says about dreams and monsters attacking you in your sleep. So come back in 3 days, and I'll have researched the problem, and I hope to have an answer for you. And the man said, okay, you want me to come back in 3 days? He said, by the way, how much is this meeting with you cost me? And the doctor said, well, it costs you $300 an hour. And the man said, $300 an hour? He said, I don't have a job right now, and you want to charge me $300 an hour? I can't afford that. And the doctor said, well, after we have a couple of meetings and we figure out what the problem is, then you'll be able to pay me. That's not a problem. And the man said, but why is it so much? And the doctor said, well, I spent 4 years as an undergrad, and then I spent 2 years in medical school, in graduate school, and then I spent 4 years as an intern, and now I've been working on the practice for 5 years. So that's 4 years, 2 years, that's 6, and then 4 is 10, and then I've been practicing for 5 years. So I've been doing this for about 15 years. So you have to pay for my time and the time that I invested in getting to where I can actually analyze your situation. And the man said, wow, that's a lot of years you spent in college to learn all about these problems. And the doctor said, yes, and that's why I get paid the big money for my services. And the man said, okay, well, you want me to come see you in 3 days? All right, I'll be back in 3 days, and I'll owe you $300 plus the $300 in 3 days. So that'll be $600 that I will owe you. And the doctor said, yep, that's what it looks like. And if you meet with me a couple of days next week, that'll be another $600. So we can add that to the bill. And I'm sure after we figure out what the problem is, then you'll be able to pay me. Because you're going to go back to work and you'll be making all of that big money again. And you can pay the fees that you owe me. And the man said, okay. And he left. He said, all right, doctor, I'll see you in 2 days or 3 days. And he left the office. And he went home and told his wife, that is $300 an hour for me to see the psychiatrist. And he has to research and find out what my problem is before he can tell me how he can solve my situation. And his wife was like, wow, so how many days are you going this week? And he said, I'll be going 2 days this week. And she said, okay, that's $600. And then how many days do you go next week? And he said, another 6 hours. And he's like, oh, no, another 2 days. And that'll be another $600. And she's like, my God, that's $1,200 that we'll owe the doctor for your services. And hopefully he can figure out what's causing your problem so that, you know, you can solve your situation and you can go back to work and you can make the money to pay him. But also, we need you to be able to pay the rent and, you know, help with the groceries and stuff because we have expenses around the house. And he said, yeah, I know, baby, that's kind of difficult. So he went to a bar and he was sitting in the bar and he was talking to the bartender. And he told the bartender, he said, man, I got a situation that I got to fix because I am going to be in debt and I'm not going to be able to pay this bill that I got. And the bartender said, well, talk to me. Tell me what your problem is because that's what I'm here for. I'm here to serve you drinks and to talk to you about your situation. Not that I have answers for you, but it's a good thing to talk about since we're here in the bar. And the man said, okay, well, my situation is I'm dreaming that I have monsters crawling from under my bed. And when I get up in the morning, soon as I step out of the bed, I'm believing that the monsters are going to attack me. And so I have a problem getting out of the bed until 10 o'clock in the morning. And I have to be at work at 8 o'clock in the morning. So I've lost 3 jobs. Because I can't get to work before 10 o'clock in the morning. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to see this psychiatrist, and he's charging me $300 an hour. And I got to meet with him twice this week, and I got to meet with him 2 times next week. And he still can't tell me that he can fix my situation. So I'm just going to be paying this doctor until he can figure my problem out because I can't go back to work until I can get out of bed. before 8 o'clock so that I can get dressed and go to work. So the bartender said, that's interesting. Well, I'm thinking about your situation, and why don't you just cut the legs off of your bed and sit your mattress on the floor? And that way, the monsters can't crawl from under your bed because your mattress will be on the floor. So the monsters can't crawl out from under your bed. And the man said, hey, that's a good idea. I hadn't thought about that. And the doctor didn't think about that. Wow, that's amazing. I'm going to try that and see if it works. So he went home and he tried it, and he found out that that was a cure to his problem, that he didn't dream about the monsters coming out from under his bed because his bed was on the floor. And he didn't have that problem anymore. He could get up and he could go to work. So one day he was in the bar, and he was talking with the bartender, and he walked out of the bar, and he saw his doctor was walking down the street, and the doctor recognized him and said, hey, how are you doing, sir? You haven't been back to see me in a while, so what's going on with your problem? Did you ever fix your situation that you had, which you were dreaming of monsters crawling from under your bed, and you weren't able to get up and go to work because you were dreaming about monsters attacking you? What did you figure out? Because I did some research, and I kind of figured, I read some Freudian stuff, and they said that it's a mental thing, and I read something about Braun, and Braun said it's a psychological thing about your brain, and Erickson said something about your imagination. So it's all a big problem with your imagination. So what did you find out? Have you healed your situation? And the man said, yes, I figured out the problem. I got the answer to the problem. And he said, oh, okay. Well, where did you go to get the answer to the problem? And the man said, my bartender told me. And the doctor said, your bartender told you? You're talking about somebody that has barely a high school education, somebody that probably didn't have any college education. He's the one that told you how to solve this problem that I had to research for 12 years worth of practical experience to get an answer that I could present you with, and I'm not even sure my answer would work for you. But you found out how to solve your problem from a bartender. Well, I'd really like to know what he said. I mean, this is somebody that barely graduated from high school. He has no college, but he's going to give you advice where I'm a noted doctor and psychiatrist, and I had to research it by reading the theory, three noted psychiatrists. And I got an answer from them, but I'm not even sure if my answer will work for you. We have to be a trial and error situation to see if that answer works. So I'm curious, what if this bartender this high school graduate bartender tell you about your problem? He said, you really want to know? And he said, yes, I'd really like to know. Well, how did the bartender solve your problem? And how much did he charge you to solve your problem? And the man said, the bartender charged me $10 for a beer. And he solved my problem. And he's like, $10? The bartender solved your problem for $10? Oh, come on. I have years of college, and I got years in a master's program, and I got years of internship, hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars that I've taken to study and to learn everything that I know as far as what gave me my license to be a psychiatrist. So that's why I charge so much money per hour. But you said the bartender solved your problem for a $10 glass of beer? I want to know what he said. I am so curious to know what he said that he solved your problem. And the man said, well, since I was having problems with monsters crawling from under my bed in the morning, and I was afraid that I was going to get attacked by the monsters that were crawling from under my bed, and I couldn't get out of bed until I was awake like 10 o'clock in the morning, and I could wake up, and I could feel confident that I wouldn't have the monster dreams. And the man said, okay, so what did the bartender tell you? He said, the bartender suggested I cut my legs off of my bed and sit my mattress on the floor. And that way I don't have to worry about any monsters crawling out from under my bed. And he said, and that solved your problem? He said, yep. Because I'm not worried about any monsters anymore, because I'm sitting, my mattress is sitting on the floor. So I'm not worried about any monsters crawling up under my bed. And the doctor said, I'll be damned. That is so simple. It's just crazy. I can't believe that simple, non-educated bartender came up with that idea, and it worked for you. Because I read up on Fromm and on Erickson and on Brown and all of the psychiatrists. I read on their theories. And nobody said anything about just changing the level of your bed. That is amazing. I will be damned. I can't believe that. And the psychiatrist walked off and was just fit to be tied. He was so upset, and he just thought to himself, man, I got a lot of years of college and experience that I've wasted. Dumbass bartenders to be able to do my job without any education. Man, I can't believe that. And the man walked off, and the psychiatrist walked off. And the man was like, well, it works for me for $10 instead of $600. I'm back at work. Well, I'm Gene Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. I guess I have another joke for you. There was a man that was driving down the highway, and he was doing 100 miles an hour, and he passed a highway patrolman that was parked behind a freeway billboard, and the highway patrolman was eating his lunch, and he saw the man speed by on his highway, and he said, "Hey, I can't have anybody speeding on my highway." So he put his lunch up, and he took out in pursuit of the man that was speeding on his highway. And while he was chasing the man down, he thought to himself, "When I stop this guy, I'm going to ask him why he was speeding. And if he has a good excuse, I'm going to let him go. And I'm going to go back and finish my lunch." So he chased the man down, and the man pulled over when he turned his lights on, his red lights on his car. He turned his lights on, and the man pulled over and stopped. And the highway patrolman got out the car and walked to his window and knocked on his window. And the man rolled his window down, and the highway patrol asked him, "Why were you speeding? What were you in such a hurry to do?" And he said, "Well, I saw the highway patrol parked behind the freeway billboard, and that kind of reminded me of my wife." And the highway patrolman said, "Yeah." He said, "My wife ran off with a highway patrol officer." And the patrol officer said, "Yeah." And he said, "So when I saw you turn your red lights on, I thought you were trying to catch up with me because you were going to give my wife back." Hi, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. That's a good one. That's a good one. Why does a bear wear a big fur coat? Do you know? Do you know? You don't know? Because he looked really silly wearing a sweater. Woo. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. You know, I wrote a book, and they said the book was boring. They put it on the Braille reading list, and they said blind people were reading the book, and their fingers were going to sleep. Oh, man. You know, I had a friend that had a girlfriend that had one eye and one leg. And so I asked him, I said, "Well, what do you call her?" He said that he calls her IHOP. Woo! There were two flies that were flying around, and they landed on a piece of boo-boo. And one fly lifted his leg up and farted real loud. And the other fly said, "Hey, man, come on. Give me a break. I'm eating here." Woo! I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, let's go back to the radio show, and maybe we can listen to a song or two. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Okay, so I'm drinking beer during the game. After that, well, I was feeling no pain. I was feeling really good. Plus the fact that I hadn't been to sleep in 2 days because I did this, I chaperoned the prom. And then I went to the Lakers game, and we finished the Lakers game about 10 o'clock at night. So by the time we finished drinking, it was almost midnight. and I jumped in my vet, and I went down to the freeway, and I jumped on the freeway, and I'm driving home, and I closed my eyes, and I thought to myself, wow, that feels really good. I need to be home in my bed sleeping. And I went to sleep behind the wheel.
You tell them.
You know, when I was in high school, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her, and I would visit. And I would ride my motorcycle over to her house, and I had a Yamaha 100. So it wasn't a big bike, but it was bigger than a regular mini bike. It was a big motorcycle. It was the 100 style motorcycle. And I'd park in front of her house, and I'd sit on the front porch and talk to her all the time. But because I was dark-skinned, her mama wouldn't let me in the house, because she told her daughter I was too dark for her to be dating, because her family was Creole. They were from Louisiana. So they didn't really mix too good with dark-skinned people.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have another joke for you, another story I want to tell you. There was some men that were sitting in a bar, and one man got drunk And the bartender told him he had to leave the bar because he couldn't have anything else to drink. So the man stumbled out the bar, and he was stumbling down the street, and he got to the end of the street, and he made a left turn, and he was walking down the street, and he got to this sidewalk and to this walkway, and he turned and walked down the walkway, which he ended up in a cemetery, in a graveyard, where he was walking along the gravestones, and he was looking to see where he was at, and he realized he was in a cemetery, and he turned and walked by one of the headstones, and he fell into a hole, and it was raining, and the hole was all muddy, and he was trying to climb out of the hole, but he couldn't get any grip on the side of the grave because the dirt was all muddy and the grass was all muddy, and he couldn't pull up any, he couldn't get any footing and pull himself up out of the grave. So he started hollering for help, and he was like, "Help me, help me. I need some help. Oh, I'm so cold. I need some help. I need somebody to help me. I can't get out of this hole. Oh, I'm so cold." And while he was saying that, there was another man that had walked out the bar, and they walked down the street, and he turned at the corner and was walking down the street, and he heard the man hollering from the cemetery. And the man walked into the cemetery, and he was walking down the walkway, and he heard the man calling him, calling from the cemetery. And he was like, "Wow, somebody is in the cemetery that's alive, that got buried alive? Oh, no. Let me see if I can find them, and I can give him some help." So he was walking through the cemetery, and he was walking up and down the rows of plots in the cemetery. And he was walking, and he was listening to the man that was hollering for help. He said, "I need some help. Somebody help me. Oh, I'm so cold." And the man was walking around, and he was trying to locate the voice. And then he walked up on this big hole that was dug in the cemetery. And he looked down in the hole, and he saw the man in the hole. And the man was like, "Help me. I need some help. I can't get out of the hole. Oh, and I'm so cold." And the man said, "Well, no wonder you're cold. You kicked all your dirt off." I'm G-Bunny, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, do I have another joke for you? There were three animals that walked into a restaurant, and they sat down at a table. And the waitress came and asked them if she could take their order. And they said, the lion said, "Yes, I'll have a chocolate shake." And the waitress wrote down one chocolate shake. And then she went to the next animal, and it was a duck. And the duck said, "I'll have a bologna and cheese sandwich." And she said, "Okay, one bologna and cheese sandwich." And then she went to the chicken. And the chicken said, "I'll have a grilled cheese sandwich." And the waitress wrote down one grilled cheese sandwich. And then she went back to the lion, and she said, "Are you sure you don't want something to eat? All you want is just a chocolate shake?" And the chicken said, "Hey, lady, stay in your lane. If he was hungry, do you think we would be here right now?" I'm G-Money, and I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, do I have another joke to share with you? Sure, one more. There was a lady that climbed the stairs, and she went to her son's bedroom, and she said, "Rise and shine, sleepyhead. Time for you to get up and get out of bed. Time for you to get dressed and get ready to go. You got to go to school, you know." And the kid said, "Oh, Mama, I don't want to go to school. I'm still tired from yesterday." And his mother, he said, "Mama, let me stay in bed for 15 more minutes, and then I'll get up and I'll get dressed and I'll go to school." And his mother said, "Okay, I'm going to set your snooze alarm to go off in 15 minutes. So when I hear the alarm go off, I'm going to come upstairs and get you up and get you out of bed so you can start getting dressed because you don't want to be late to school." And he said, yeah. And he went back to sleep. And then 15 minutes later, the alarm went off on his clock radio. And his mother came up the stairs. "Rise and shine, sleepyhead. Time for you to get out of bed. Time for you to get dressed and get ready to go. Because you got to go to school, don't you know?" And he said, "Yeah, Mama." He said, "But I don't want to go to school. The teachers don't like me. And the kids talk about me. I want to stay in bed. Let me stay in bed for 15 more minutes, and then I'll get up and I'll get dressed and I'll go to school." And his mother said, "All right, I'll give you 15 minutes. I'll set your alarm to go off in 15 minutes. And she set his alarm, and then she went back downstairs, and he said, "Thank you, Mama." And he laid up and went back to sleep. And then 15 minutes later, the alarm went off, and she came up the stairs again. She said, "Rise and shine, sleepyhead. It's time for you to get up and get out of bed. Time for you to get dressed, you know, because you got to go to school, don't you know?" And he was like, "But Mama, I don't want to go to school. The teachers talk about me, and the kids don't like me. I don't want to go to school." And she said, "Well, I don't care if the teachers talk about you and the kids don't like you. You got to go to school today because that's your job. You're the principal." I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. One more joke. There was a farmer that went to the county fair with his wife, and they were looking at all the rides, and they saw this airplane ride, and the farmer really liked the look of the airplane, and he said he wanted to ride on the airplane ride. So he walked up to the man that was the I don't know what you call it, the guy that was running the ride. He said, "How much does it cost to ride this airplane ride?" And the man told him it cost $10 a person. And he said, "Wow, that's a lot of money. That's really expensive." And the man said, "Well, I'll make you a deal. If you can ride this ride without hollering and screaming and making a lot of noise, then the ride is on the house. I will let you ride for free. But if you make any kind of noise or anything, then you got to pay me $10 per person that rides this ride." And the farmer said, "Okay, that sounds like a deal. We can do that." So him and his wife loaded the plane, and they got strapped in, and they were riding the ride. And it was going around and around and up and down and around. And pretty soon, the plane came to a landing. It stopped. And the man walked, and he opened the doors and let all the passengers off of the ride. And he got to the farmer, and he said, "Oh, I forgot you guys were on the ride. You were so quiet. And the farmer said, yeah, well, I was trying not to scream, but it became really difficult for me not to holler when my wife fell off the plane. Oh, I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. Okay, well, now it's time for us to tell a story that I've recorded for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax, and listen to the story that I recorded for the listening audience. It should be educational, it should be inspirational, it should be amusing, and it should be entertaining. So, DJ Papa D, can you play the story that I recorded for the listening audience? And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Well, after I finished that show, I was in the back getting dressed, and some girls came into the dressing room to invite me to participate in a male exotic strip-off at a nightclub in Los Angeles. And I'm thinking I'm going to be with my partner. We'll be the only black strippers. Well, to my surprise, when I walked into the dressing room, there were 60 black males that had come to dance in this competition. And so they had like 2,000 women at the show, and it was a big crowd. And so I went out number three. And the first two guys came in, and each of them made $40 or $50. So I get up there, and I come out with my cane, and I got my cape wrapped around my outfit. And I walk on stage, and I start dancing, and I'm doing the funky chicken. I'm doing the mashed potatoes. I'm doing the swim. I'm doing the Roger Rabbit. And I'm doing the moonwalk like Michael Jackson, and I'm doing the robot, and I'm doing all of these dances, and the girls are putting the money up in the air in the middle of the audience, so I walk off the stage to go to get the money, and they turn my music off, and they say, you can't leave the stage during the show. Well, the girls were supposed to come up to the stage, and they came, and they lined up, and they had their money, and they wanted to kiss me and hug me, and I wasn't interested in doing no tongue kissing, because I don't know these girls. I'm just trying to have them give me the money, and I get a couple of dollars, and then they change the music. And I take my cape off, and I drop it to the ground. And everybody sees my gold Egyptian outfit. And, oh, man, the women are going crazy. They're like, oh, you look so good. You look so fine. You're black, and you're shiny like a black seal. And I go over to the side, and a girl puts money in my belt. And then I go back to the middle, and I drop the dollar on the floor, and I turn around, and the girls are all gone. And I'm trying to figure out what the hell is going on. But I didn't know that they really wanted me to get freaky with them. They wanted me to put my hands all over their bodies, and they wanted me to give them deep throat kissing and all of that. And I'm not doing that because I don't know these girls. But what I found out later on is that these guys that are dancing have danced in all of the male exotic clubs in Southern California. So they were known all over Los Angeles, and I didn't know anybody. So I was just out there on my own doing my own thing. So the song goes off, and the fourth song comes on, and I'm dancing, and I'm dancing from side to side, and nobody's coming up to give me any money. So the song goes off. I pick up all of my clothes, my cape, and my mini skirt, my $3, and I hear the guys in the back say, man, these girls are paying money, and if you don't make any money, you must be a sorry dancer. And I'm like, wow, I guess I'm really sorry, because I only made $3. And they had about 2,000 girls in this nightclub, and I only made $3. So now I'm going in the dressing room and I'm getting dressed. And I go out and I sit in the back of the auditorium and I'm watching all the other dancers. And they are shocking me. First off, every girl, they're sticking their tongue down her throat. And I'm going, oh my God, I can't kiss all these girls. I don't know these girls. I don't know them. But a lot of these dancers knew a lot of the girls because they had danced, and the girls had showed up at the clubs that these guys were dancing at. And they were picking girls up, and they were carrying them around on the stage, and I was like, oh, my God, did they expect me to do all of that? And then they were grabbing handfuls of titties, and they were grabbing ass on these women, and they were bending women over and was grinding on their butt. And I was like, oh, my God, am I supposed to have done all of that? And then they went down on their knees, and they went up under some girls' dresses, and I knew some of them girls didn't wear no panties. And you can imagine what they were doing. And I'm like, oh, my God, is that what they expected me to do? I didn't do none of that. That's why I didn't make no money, because I wasn't getting freaky enough for them. I thought I could do some sexy stuff. I broke out some honey and poured it on my arm and licked my arm. I didn't make no extra money with me pouring honey on my arms and licking my arms. What I should have done was pour some honey on these girls' necks and then started licking them behind their ear and licking their neck, and then they might have paid me. Even my buddy that danced with me at Sir Alex, he couldn't dance, but he made more money than I did. So I learned all of that while I was standing in the back of the auditorium. They had 2,000 women, and I made $3. Wow. And I went to Long Beach to the Mardi Gras, and I wanted to dance male exotic there, and I wanted them to hire me. But they said I had to have a couple of people. I had to come in with two or more dancers before they would hire me. They wouldn't hire me by myself as a dancer. I had to have a team. So at the time, I had teams, but I didn't have phone numbers for all these guys. So I went in, and they told me I couldn't dance. So they had a dancing contest, and I went in with a white girl. This girl had soul. Oh, she could dance her butt off. She danced better than a lot of black girls I know. And one time we got in a dance contest, and I stripped. I broke it down. I took everything off until I had a G-string left, and I had a gold rope chain around my waist, and that was it. And the girls loved the show. They were excited. They came, and they kissed and hugged me. In fact, a few of them gave me some tips while I was dancing. But afterwards, the managers of the bar and grill told me they didn't want any male exotic dancers unless I had a group. And that was what happened at the Mardi Gras.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Relaxing, outcast is everlasting, not clashing, not at all. But see, my nigga went to do a little acting. Now that's for anyone asking. Give me one, pass 'em. Drip, drip, drop. There goes an orgasm. Now you coming out the side of your face, be tapping right into your memory bank. Thanks. So click the ticket, let's see your seatbelt fastened. Trunk rattling, like 2 minutes in the back seat rattling. Speaker box vibrate the tag, make it sound like aluminum cans in a bag. But I know y'all wanted that 808. Can you feel that bass? But I know y'all wanted that 808. Can you feel that bass? The girls all paused with glee, turning left, turning right, thought they looking at me. Well, I was looking at them, there on the dance floor. Now they got me in the middle, feeling like a man whore. Especially the big girl, big ugly, love you, no discrimination, this world. So keep your hands off my cheeks, let me study how you ride to beat, you big freak. Skinny, slim women got the camel toe within them. You can hump them, lift them, bend them, give them something to remember. Hell out timber when you fall through the chop shop. Take a deep breath and exhale. Your ex-male friend, boyfriend was boring as hell. Well, let me listen to the story you tell. And we can make moves like a person in jail. On the low hope.
I love you.
everybody around the world. G's Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G's Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. Well, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to shut it down and get ready for my Friday show. So I hope everybody enjoyed Thursday's radio show, because it's been a real interesting experience, and we had Facebook Live today. So I hope you pulled up the Facebook Live and made a contribution to the project today. So I want to say, before I go, I want to acknowledge the birthdays of the people that are celebrating their birthdays, the Aries that we're looking at for the end of the month and the beginning of the next month. So, DJ Papa D, can we have the music for the birthdays? And let's recognize the birthdays of the followers of the radio show, of the fans and friends that we have that are following the radio show.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, March 30th, 2023. Happy birthday to Michelle Bunny Conkey. Happy birthday, Ebony Boyce. Happy birthday, Monique S. Johnson. Happy birthday to Terry Wilson. To the Concord Zetas. Happy birthday to Barbara A. Jackson. Happy birthday to Sharon Jackson Johnson. Jackson Johnson. Jackson Johnson. Happy birthday to Tony Parnell. Happy birthday to Annie Snow. Happy birthday to Kimberly Murphy. Happy birthday to Renee Lucky. Happy birthday to Wesley Fowler. Happy birthday to Sonny Neary. Happy birthday to DJS Choir. Happy birthday to Naima McCaskill. Happy birthday to Yolanda Grandison. And last but not least, happy birthday to Julie Rump Shepherd. And that's it. So I want to wish happy birthday to everyone who's celebrating their birthday today, March 30th, 2023.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday the second to the last day of the month of March, and getting ready for Easter Sunday next week. We want you to have a great time and to celebrate with the glory of God and the honor of our Lord and Savior as He's blessed you with existence and long life in this world that we live in. So I want to say happy birthday to everybody, and I hope that you have a good celebration, that you call G-Money and invite G-Money to the party, because it ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. And I'm right here waiting on your call so that I can celebrate with you. And without further ado, I want to sing a birthday song for you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many more. And may you have everlasting life. And may you have the glory of our Lord and Savior in your world. May God bless you on your birthday. And may you have a happy, happy birthday today. And may you have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. So, without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing, and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Was hitting that weed and it was good. Loud. 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 Loud.
joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.